This goes to Dr. Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Wager, W-A-G-E-R. Fax is 989-352-8451. Regarding Lily, L-I-L-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, May 9th of 1948. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit from Mrs. Johnson with proteinuria, a history of acute renal failure and currently normal renal function, hypertension, and COPD. Her last visit was March 3rd of 2025. At that time, she was tapering off K-oxalate and has been able to get off that and stay off it due to normal potassium levels since her kidney function also normalized. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and her weight is down 12 pounds over the last 4 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She does have a chronic loose-sounding cough. She denies sputum production. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 178 pounds. Pulse is 92 and regular. Blood pressure, right arm setting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 14th, 2025. Creatinine is normal at 0.87, previous levels 0.86 and 1.74. Intact parathyroid hormone slightly elevated at 72.5. Calcium 9.2. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.1. Phosphorus 3.7. Hemoglobin is 13.2. Normal white count and normal platelets. And the urine protein to creatinine ratio, she has a small amount of proteinuria, 0.35. Assessment and plan, proteinuria with stable renal function. We would continue to have lab studies with the protein to creatinine ratio in the urine every 3 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled on current medications. 3, chronic COPD without exacerbation. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 to 9 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.